Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting second. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting third. The center fielder, Chet Lemon. Batting fourth. The DH, Jorge Horta. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Eric Soderholm. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Mike Squires. Batting seventh. The catcher, Marv Foley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Greg Pryor. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Harry Chappas. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Rich Wortham. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Larry Harlow. Batting second. The shortstop, Mark Bellinger. Batting third. The right fielder, Ken Singleton. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Doug DeCinces. Batting sixth. The DH, Lee May. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Rich Dower. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Pat Kelly. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Dempsey. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Dennis Martinez. And now, play ball. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces juggles the ball. That's an error on DeCinces. Garr moves to second. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington strikes out. Dempsey drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Washington out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 1-0, White Sox. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Lemon. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Dower applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow hits a line drive towards short. Chappas reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger hits a fly ball into center field. Lemon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Soderholm fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a line drive towards third. DeCinces reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces strikes out. Two outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappa scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 1 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wortham fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 1 in the game. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 1 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 1 in the game. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 1 in the game. Harlow takes first base on ball 4. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wortham. Harlow moves to second. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Bellinger bunts in front of the plate. Foley scoops up the ball and tags Bellinger for the out. One out. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 1 in the game. Singleton strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Wortham. Harlow moves to third. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 0 for 1 in the game. Squires hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Singleton. Squires reaches second base with a double. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0 for 1 in the game. Foley bunts in front of the plate. Dempsey fields it and throws to first for the out. Squires moves to third. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 0 for 1 in the game. Pryor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Squires scores. It's 2-0, White Sox. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 0 for 1 in the game. Chappas bunts towards the mound. Martinez fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 2 in the game. Garr hits a pop-up towards third. DeCinca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Bellinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Doug DeCinca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinca is 0 for 1 in the game. DeCinca strikes out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0 for 1 in the game. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0 for 1 in the game. Dower strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Horta. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Bellinger applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0 for 1 in the game. Kelly hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Pryor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0 for 1 in the game. Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Harlow hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington. Harlow reaches second base with a double. Dempsey moves to third. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Bellinger takes first base on ball 4. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0 for 2 in the game. Singleton hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Dempsey tags and scores. Harlow tags and moves to third. Two outs. It's 2-1, White Sox. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dower fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-1 in the game. Foley hits a pop-up towards first. Murray settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Squires. The throw from Dempsey and he is out, Dower applying the tag. Two outs. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Pryor hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chappas takes first base on ball 4. Pryor moves to second. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-for-3 in the game. Garr hits a line drive into right field. Singleton picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Singleton. Pryor scores. Chappas goes all the way around to score. Garr moves to third. It's 4-1, White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-3 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Garr scores. It's 5-1, White Sox. Tim Stoddard now pitching. Chet Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lemon hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horta hits a ball on the ground towards third. DeCinces fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Rusty Torres now playing left field. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-2 in the game. DeCinces hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 0-for-2 in the game. May hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rich Dower is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dower is 0-for-2 in the game. Dower hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-3 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Kelly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Squires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Squires is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Squires hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Squires for the out. Two outs. Marv Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 0-for-2 in the game. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Pat Kelly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kelly is 0-for-2 in the game. Kelly takes first base on ball 4. Rick Dempsey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dempsey is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Dempsey takes first base on ball 4. Kelly moves to second. Larry Harlow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harlow is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Harlow strikes out. One out. Mark Bellinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bellinger is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Bellinger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kelly moves to third. Dempsey moves to second. Laron Lagro now pitching. Ken Singleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Singleton is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Singleton hits a ball on the ground towards second. Pryor scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Greg Pryor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pryor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pryor strikes out. 1 out. Harry Chappas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chappas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chappas hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bellinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Rusty Torres is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Torres hits a fly ball into center field. Harlow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murray is 0-for-3 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Doug DeCinces is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeCinces is 0-for-3 in the game. DeCinces hits a fly ball into left field. Torres settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Lee May is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. May is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. May hits a ball on the ground towards short. Chappas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.